Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 11th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 57 and a low of 50 degrees. In our top story, Amazon is planning another major expansion in the Triangle, with a $100 million distribution and fulfillment center in the works for Smithfield. The company will build a 620,000-square-foot warehouse in the West Smithfield Industrial Park by 2022. It is expected to create 500 jobs paying at least $15 an hour. It's a big development for the Johnston County town that's expected to pour an estimated $97 million to the local economy. The jobs are expected to be created in the next 3 years. Amazon will receive a local incentive package funded through taxes that won't be a cost to taxpayers. In coronavirus news, children between 12 and 15 years old can now receive the two-dose Pfizer coronavirus vaccine after federal officials said it's safe and effective for the age group. Until now, only people ages 16 and older were allowed to get the vaccine. Children who received the vaccine in trials did not get infected with COVID-19, and no serious allergic reactions were reported. Evidence shows children are more likely to have mild cases of COVID-19, but they can still infect others around them. Two doses will be given 3 weeks apart. CDC advisors are scheduled to meet Wednesday to recommend how the Pfizer vaccine should be used among the age group. In politics, a committee in the North Carolina Senate voted Monday to rewrite part of the state's law for police body camera and dash camera footage. It's part of an effort to increase transparency surrounding deadly incidents involving the police after the recent police killing of Andrew Brown Jr. in Elizabeth City. The killing has made national news and reignited a debate over the state's rules surrounding body cam footage. State law currently requires the media or family members to go to court to convince a judge to make the footage public. The proposed changes would keep much of the current system, but it would allow family members to watch footage within 5 days. And finally, drivers in the Southeast could see higher gas prices if the Colonial Pipeline shutdown continues. The company said it was a victim of a cybersecurity attack and temporarily shut down all pipeline operations to address the threat. On Sunday, the company said some smaller lines were operating again but that its main lines remained closed. The goal is to restore operations by the end of the week, but if the pipeline remains closed for too long, the southeastern part of the country is likely to bear the brunt of it. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.